we can start.
And we are live right now.
And we're live right here, right now, only today.
Hi, so welcome to my podcast. My name is Ahmed Qureshi, and today I'll be interviewing Vladimir Vlasov on how his transgender journey began as a young female, and now he's a Russian martial artist. Vlad, tell me more about your martial art history. What made you inspired to go inside martial art?
What about the transaction part? Like, when I went through the whole transformation, you fuck about that? You just want me to go straight to martial art. We ignore the fact that I just went through like a intense mental change and stuff.
Well, our sponsors are very delicate to this topic, and you know how we are trying to be very inclusive these days.
Yeah, Trump.
It's a very delicate topic to stumble upon, so I would like this episode to be more.
I agree with you.
More.
I have one question for you.
Yes.
When you're talking?
Yes.
When you're talking, yeah.
Yes.
Is it clipping?
Clipping?
Yeah. See these, those little knobs?
What knobs?
You see, every time I speak, my knob becomes green.
Yeah.
You have to tell me if your knob becomes orange sometimes.
Okay. My knob does become orange sometimes.
It does become orange sometimes. You're supposed to tell me that. Because I have to turn it down.
Yeah, turn it down a bit.
Fuck me, man.
Or should I just speak a bit?
No. That's the goal. It has to be... You see me to it. The goal is to make it to a level where I can
your
speak.
Your knob is green.
That's what we want. We want the...
Okay, Hulk.
Yeah, boom. As long as it's green, that's what we want.
Testing. Yeah, it's green.
Yep.
All good.
Okay. Now we resume. So we wanted to talk. We had amazing food right now.
We did,
delicious
indeed.
Food. Shout out to Mama G.
Shout out to Mama G. Straight from the ghetto.
But can you... Okay, so what was it again? It was butter chicken.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Butter chicken and bread.
Wow, I didn't even tell you it was butter chicken and you knew it was butter chicken.
You basically told me... Like, as I remember asking, like, what's that? And you're like, there's butter and there's chicken. And I kind of, like, did the math, you know? And you're like, there's tomato sauce. The tomato sauce is pretty fire.
The tomato sauce is actually made with butter. Well, it's mixed with butter, not made with butter. The tomato sauce is mixed with butter and some other seasonings. But initially, you fry the chicken in butter.
And the tomato sauce, too.
Then you add the tomato sauce after you fry it. And then you add more butter to the sauce.
Just fucking buttery as fuck.
It's rich, bro.
It's supposed to just go through your whole system, digestive system. It digests like a fucking...
Yo, that's why I'm breathing heavily. Like, I'm trying to find a nice posture to sit with,
you see,
right?
Now, I think that our audience will probably... Look at those waves, bro. Oof. You see, I feel like this is the problem with that nose technique. First of all, every time I breathe, I feel like they can hear me being like that. Yeah, so I don't want my audience to have like a, you know, be scared. But then again, bro, I think it's very important to have those stance, bro. This is the key.
The stance?
Yeah, because we can like put it in one specific place, adjust the volume to a specific volume, but we can also do it here.
I feel like having the correct distance is very important.
Yeah. Do you think that should be the distance? Can you tell me? I can see if it's turning green right now.
It's green. It's green.
Always green.
Yeah, but only... could you turn it a bit down for me too?
Yeah. How about now? So now
yes.
I keep like 2 inches from... It's not to my nose anymore. Like I keep 2 inches away from it.
Okay, I'm going to try the same thing. It's still green for me.
Yeah. Okay, let's now look at the waves. The waves are pretty fine.
Yeah, they look fine.
As long as we speak loudly enough.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah. Do you think we should turn the knobs a little bit higher or no?
I think they're good.
Yeah?
I think they're good, yeah.
Okay, then let's continue. So, delicious food, check. We're talking about the watch. I think that's what we want to talk today about.
Yeah, your crazy watch that you bought from Kijiji.
Yeah, a little clout. Picking up that cloud.
Little flex, you know?
Little flex. Got that Apple Watch, you know what I mean? But let's not say that it's Series 3. Like a nice broke bitch. But I think that was the best choice, because I really didn't want to have the fifth one. Well, okay, I really wanted to. I'm just broke as fuck. Like, I could.
But you know, it's all about like the utility you're getting for the value, and the you got it for a pretty good value. You know,
$200.
$200 is crazy.
Whew. That's what I'm saying. And
dear audience, 2 months ago this guy spent $200 on a steak and he's fat as fuck.
Yep. And now I have
And now this guy has changed his values. Yep. He invested in his health. This guy bought a $200 Apple Watch. Solely to monitor his health.
Yep. And I'm fucking proud of it. It's been going very well so far. I've been trying to get some clout on Instagram. So I put like a I take a screenshot of my activity and then I'm like, oh, like, look at me. And then, because I want to find people that I can like work out with. I know that some of the people on my Instagram also have an Apple Watch. So if I'm going to be able to like find them, because remember I showed you that you can share your activity, compete and shit. And I really want to compete with people, because like it's such a good motivator. Bro, if I have competition.
Compete in a way that who's burning more calories?
Yeah.
Okay.
So like, you know, I showed you that there's like those three circles. So I have to burn my three circles and you have to burn your three circles. So there's like a competition.
Surprisingly, this competition shit I see on LinkedIn. Like these MDs will be posting like, oh, they ran 8 kilometers or 5 kilometers today. And then these be like students trying to flex that too. Like, oh, hi.
Really?
I've seen a few students.
Oh, no, but this is the first time I hear about the fitness.
No.
MDs.
I saw one of my friends liking a post of someone that posted, oh, I ran 5 kilometers today.
That's whack. I'm not going to lie. Okay. It's not that it's whack. It's just...
it's just the reason behind you're doing it, you know? Like,
yeah,
if you're doing
like,
it, if you're doing it for your health, then it's okay. But if you're doing it so you can just talk to like an MD or someone or like a recruiter afterwards, like, hi, I run, so you run too.
Imagine
that's
just come
stalking
to him.
Wives, yo.
You just come to him and you're like, yo, I like your post about 5K run, you know? Respect.
So how often do you take that route?
He's like, oh, I can run with you and we can talk about the markets. But honestly,
or he's gonna run behind that guy and see where he lives and then break in.
Boom.
Leave a CV in his house. Leave a CV. Yo, if you cannot get an interview, just break into the house.
Straight up.
To all my viewers that have a GPA below 2.7, shout out my friend Bukhar. Just break inside recruiter.
Bro, I just went over the spotlight right now. I'm just like, yo, Bukhar.
We'll edit that out soon.
If you can hear us, you know.
I love you.
We love you, but pick up your GPA. You know what's funny?
What?
I was talking today about Tim.
Yeah.
When he gave shit to Bukhar for his GPA. That was the funniest thing in the world, bro. When he was like, remember the paintball? He was like, yo. So Mr. GPA guy, remember when he invited
me
to Zoom?
He's like, yeah.
I told him about it. I was like, yo, Tim, like, why? Why? It's not important.
Why just straight up
expose
that guy?
Yeah, it's so straight up. It's just like, it's like the guy made a link in his mind that that person is basically associated with two things, supply chain and GPA. And just, oh, Mr. GPA supply chain guy.
Yeah.
So funny. But he doesn't do it intentionally, bro. Like, the guy's super cool. Like, he doesn't... like, he doesn't have anything bad in mind. It's just the way he expresses
himself. He's a nice guy. It came out of pure intention.
Yeah.
No matter if it was a bit offensive. But that's what, like, you know, friends were offensive at all times.
No, the question is, are you buying the Apple Watch?
Jesus. If Trudeau blesses me up, you know.
Talking about Trudeau.
I haven't done it.
Oh.
You gotta do it with me.
Yeah, I think today is the perfect opportunity. Straight up, like, I'm sorry that I'm being on the... oh, it's just the notification that I have the JDCC bullshit. Yeah, so I'm pretty happy that, like, again, to my viewers, I got into this case competition thingy with school, and I got into international business. You know how it is.
Hi, Buzz.
Business. What's up? And, it's pretty cool, bro. I'm pretty excited. Like, the people are so diverse. Like, I never talked to, like, marketing person or supply chain person, except, you know, Bukhar. But whatever.
Who cares? Agent marketing.
Yeah. Oh, fuck, bro. You're just breaking my argument like that.
Two of your closest friends are from supply chain and marketing. This guy doesn't even know about his friends.
Okay, I'm just
saying. Future interview, he's probably going to sell this and make money, just like Joe Rogan. Shout out Spotify.
Shout out Spotify. Yo.
We're coming at you.
But, bro, I just love Joe Rogan's positioning, bro. He positioned himself in a place where he was so dedicated to Apple podcast app that Spotify had to literally buy him out and make him exclusive.
Was his podcast available in Apple?
Only on Apple podcast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's why he got so much fucking money, bro.
I thought it was just on YouTube.
It's on YouTube and Apple podcast, but he basically made a deal to be exclusively on Spotify, which is fucking awesome for Spotify and Joe Rogan. But it sucks for the audience, but it will make audience to switch to Spotify and pay the Spotify membership.
So they're not going to be on YouTube anymore.
I don't know. I assume that no, because
I feel like it's a thin line. Maybe they're going to do something like, all his podcasts are probably available on Spotify first.
I don't think he's going to. I think the podcast app is exclusively on the podcast on Spotify, but the videos themselves, I think they're going to say on YouTube because it's a huge revenue stream itself. Like, it's a huge, there's a huge audience itself on YouTube because I enjoy.
Exactly.
Sometimes I want to watch, but sometimes I'm in the car, I want to listen. So you can't just remove my possibility because it's going to affect Joe Rogan badly. So I think it's just he has to exclusively be on Spotify because there's other platforms for his podcasts.
Maybe he's going to use his YouTube channel for something else.
That's fair.
Because I was just thinking about, like, okay, he's switching everything on Spotify, right? But a YouTube account that has like millions of followers is worth a lot of money.
Yeah.
It's a shame if it became idle.
I think it's going to become, I don't think it's going to change. Like, honestly, unless, if I'm wrong, yeah, I guess I'm wrong. And then he's not going to be able to upload on YouTube. I mean, I think that he is, but if I'm wrong and he's not going to be able to upload on YouTube, I think he's going to just do something on YouTube, like you said.
Yeah.
I think because he's so much into fitness and so much into cooking and everything like that, he can make a whole channel dedicated to maybe tutorials. I don't know. I have no idea what can be.
But yo, he's known for his obscure topics.
Yeah. Those taboo vibes.
Yeah. Do you remember when Jay-Z came out with this app called Tidal?
No.
So Jay-Z created like a music streaming app that was like streaming extremely high quality music.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have artists under his label present their albums only on his app called Tidal. Like Kanye West's app, something, The Life of Pablo? Yeah, The Life of Pablo was only exclusively available on Tidal for the first week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of Jay-Z's apps were only available on Tidal. And after like 2-3 weeks, when the public started listening to his albums on Tidal, then he signed a deal with Apple and Spotify. So Apple and Spotify, after 2-3 weeks of his albums, displayed the music on them on their platforms.
Is the app still running?
Yeah.
Oh.
A lot of people still use the app.
The app is pretty fire.
Tidal?
Yeah, well, according to what you said.
Yeah, it's extremely high quality music. It's like that type of music, if you have like crazy headphones.
Yeah.
You could only
experience full potential.
It's a bit more expensive, but it's a lot of exclusive music.
The membership is a bit more expensive?
The membership is a bit more expensive.
So how much are we talking?
$14 a month?
It's okay. I pay Audible $16 a month. And sure, that's... Sure. It's hitting the bank, you know? Because it's $16 every month. What I like about Audible system is basically you pay every month, but it gives you 2 credits every month. 1 credit equals to 1 book. So you basically get 2 audiobooks every month for $16 a month.
Are those books long or are those books like pretty short?
You can choose any book.
Any book.
From Amazon.
Oh, wow.
So I have... I think I should tell you. Right now. Actually, literally, discovering those books was fucking the best thing that happened to me. First of all, the first book that Tim Ferriss, bro, the guy's a fucking legend.
The 12 Rules of Life?
No, that's Jordan Peterson.
Okay.
That guy is just, you know, I like his philosophy, the way he thinks about life. I think sometimes he just sounds a little bit snobby, you know, like he sounds a little bit like if he thinks he is a little bit higher than you, but maybe the vibe that I get from him. But still, I fucking like him. I think he's very knowledgeable. He's very, very, he just has so much packed in his mind that like, I feel like I can talk to him forever. No.
Did you read his book?
Yeah, The 12 Rules of Life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was really good. So right now I'm halfway through the 4-hour work week thing I was telling you about the previous episode of our podcast.
Okay.
So it's about optimization and blah blah blah. And the second one is called Tools of Titans.
Okay.
And it's basically Tim Ferriss himself. He has a podcast and he would invite a lot of guests and speakers like Arnold and a bunch of speakers that would talk about like their success and what they've done, you know, just podcasts with successful people. But what he did with this book, he just made like a summary of all the key lessons he've learned in the podcast with the quotations from the people who were invited. And what he would do in the book, he actually doesn't only put the quote of the person. For example, the only thing behind fear is nothing. So for example, that's a quote.
That's Will Smith?
I don't know who it is, but I know that that's a quote. I suppose I might be even butchering the quote a little bit, but that's kind of
the idea behind it
is that behind fear there's nothing. And basically what he would do, he would name the person who said the quote, and basically the person is on the podcast and the person explains what it means and where did it come from. So it gives you like it doesn't take only the quote, it attaches like an emotional response to the quote, so it remembers a little bit easier. Because if I read like a quote like, oh, live every day like if it's your last day, unless it's like basic like that, I'm gonna forget about it as soon as I read it. But if it's like a deep quote and it has like a story behind it, I think I'm gonna remember it best
for sure.
And that's his strategy in the book. He basically says,
so like, he says some quotes so it can be a, like a mental reference point for you to understand the ideology and context behind the quote
straight up. And so far I just read like maybe like, okay, I listened to like maybe like 5 minutes.
So what's the main takeaway that you got from your reading so far from 12 Rules of Life?
Oh, that's a good question, you know, because I feel like I'm so smart after reading it. But like when I'm being put on spot like that, I think I can't like really answer the question.
Okay.
There's a lot of rules.
Or something you found interesting.
So there's many lessons. I think one of the cool ones was about when he was talking about kids and how to properly raise your kids, how kids are acting in social. Because I'm not really, you know, I'm not excited to have kids yet. Therefore, I'm not really like every day reading about it. I'm not sitting on a blog like a mommy blog and reading about how to raise kids. But it was really nice introduction into the parenting world from like I would say like a psychological point of view, where he would talk about why kids are bullying people. You know, he would talk about like, oh, like, you know, how to deal with kids who are bullies, you know, how to treat kids, you know. For example, when kids are acting up, that the strategy of like, you know, go in the corner, sit in the corner, and when you're ready to interact with us in the social environment again, you're gonna come back. But for now, it's best for you to walk away. So it gives the person, the young adult, the young kid, the young human being, to start thinking about what it's doing from the young age.
It sets up like boundaries. You know how boundaries are important in any relationship. Just the idea of like, oh, you go to that corner, you're not entered into this boundary where normal people are doing normal activities, and go to that corner, it kind of shows you that you gotta respect boundaries. Does that make sense?
You have to explain again.
Let's say like 5 kids, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say on a carpet, that's the circle, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're enjoying, they're playing, they're doing it, their day-to-day activities, or activities which involves them interacting with each other. There's one kid that starts messing about, and the teacher's like, you gotta step out of the circle and go outside to the corner and take time out. I feel like just the setting or the atmosphere over there, or and the act of excluding the kid to be outside of that circle and putting himself in the corner, I feel like for me it shows the importance of boundaries from a young age.
Yeah,
like if you cross boundaries, you're gonna be excluded.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries are, in a sense, stuff that you shouldn't cross over with a person, you know, because if you do cross over, then you're excluded. Boundaries are also like around the house, like the walls are considered boundaries, where only the people living inside the house live, and outside those walls, those boundaries, mm-hmm. you're excluded. So just putting a child in a corner, in a sense, I feel like subconsciously might give them a lesson or two about boundaries.
Exactly. And that's what he kind of explains in the book about parenting and what makes a bad parent. And he talks about also, there's a long example of basically about how he was his friends went on a date and they gave their kid to babysit to Jordan's house, Jordan okay. Peterson's house. So his friends went on a date and they brought their kid to their house, and he was basically discussing it, how the one of the kids didn't want to go to sleep, like the kid of the other parents. And you know, at the beginning he basically talked, like, long story short, about the importance of showing dominance,
okay,
but in a way that the kid doesn't just afraid of you but respect you and sees that dominance. He's supposed to see it. So one of the things he was doing is that every time he would tell the kids to go to sleep, he would go away, and then he would start like screaming or whatever. He would come back and the kid is standing up on top of the, you know, he has like a this like I don't even know how, like the kid's bed that has like a little wall.
Yeah,
so he would be up. He'll be up, you know. He's just what's up, standing. Motherfucker? He's like, yeah, you bitch. What's up?
Locked up behind these bars, yeah, you know.
Yeah. So I
my man's doing 9 years behind these bars, 9 months in the womb.
He's like, bitch, I ain't gonna be locked up here. I was locked up for 9 months. I want to be out.
Bitch, I was inside your wife.
And he's like, and
I can stay in longer in her, like, than you ever did.
Ooh, bitch, I last. You don't. So the guy was like, you know, he was like, okay, you have to sleep. So the kid wouldn't fall asleep. He would like come to him. He would take him physically and put him down. Stay. He would go away downstairs. He hears the scream. The kid scream again. He goes back upstairs. The kid is still standing.
He gives him a left and right hook.
Yeah. Bam, bam, KO. And the father, the Jordan, is like, he puts like his hand, he lays him down, he puts a hand on him, and by looking at him and being like, yo, I will fucking kill you. No, but like, you know, he gives him this look of like, don't fuck with me. You know, basically showing dominance. But by just putting the hand on top of him, just like, you're my bitch. It's just like, stop, you know, basically just like, you have to relax. And goes away. And after like this first interaction, he would come back again. Like, for the first time he gave that power move, it didn't work out. The second time he'll do the same, but for example on his back, he would turn him on his stomach, he'll put his hand on the back and be like, you have to chill. And he respected that nice respectful way of saying like stop, and the kid stopped, you know. And he's talking about that in the parenting paragraph chapter, and that was really nice. There's other ones, obviously, like for example, you have to respect yourself. And he always elaborates. He studied like Bible and like religious studies, yeah, for a very long time. So he refers a lot to it, like a lot. He talks about it so much.
At the same time, he probably refers to like biblical or religious references. Yeah. So a lot of people can relate to him.
I think I wasn't relating. He was losing me when he was talking about religion. He would lose me all the time.
Okay.
I'm not exposed to the, especially he would be talking about the Catholic, you know, like about Adam and Eve and all of this, like, you know, the apple and the serpent who wouldn't let Adam and Eve eat the apple. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't. You know, I never read the Bible. I wouldn't really get it as many times. I feel like it's my fault too, because I'm pretty uneducated when it comes to the subject. but it was really interesting. And that's pretty much what I learned. I learned, you know, how to be treating yourself well, respecting others. He talks a lot about, you know, but all the principles are very basic. It just, he gives you stories.
A lot of time we forget the basics.
Yeah.
Not now. We think we're smart enough, and we're like, oh, we know this. There's like more complex stuff that we need to deal and we need to learn about. Whereas,
he was just very quiet. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, we believe that we gotta learn more complex stuff and solve more complex issues, which is good. But I feel like it's very important to know the basics and the basic rules of life as well.
Yeah.
Which sometimes we tend to neglect.
And the best way of learning the basics is, I believe, if you have like a story attached to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you way better now.
Can you hear me way better now?
Yeah. You see, even the fucking bars are popping up. You know what happened? Wow. I think it's because you're... Because basically I have to talk into the brand. You see, there's a logo.
I realize that.
Yeah. Shit. It's okay. I think that I can work with it. Anyways, so I think that when there's an emotional connection with those basic principles, that's when you're like, oh, you kind of remember it better.
Yeah.
Because it makes way more sense.
Sometimes when people are explaining stuff through a story or through like a visual aspect, it's easier for us to imagine it and then picture it out and then learn the lessons that we're meant to learn.
Yeah. A little break for some Gatorade sponsor.
As you know, this video is sponsored by Gatorade.
Yes, sir. I wish. You know how people like joke about it and they're like, ha ha ha, sponsored by this or sponsored by that, but they actually get like a little shout out. I see that when people get very big, you know, like social media people, they are not actually showing brands a lot, you know, like as soon as they have like a Coke bottle or whatever, they would take the sticker off.
Yeah.
I'm confused about whether it's for some other issues or reasons, or it's because they don't want to give the free promotion.
I think they don't want to give the free promotion. Yeah. They're like, I'll only show this if you give me money. If not, I'm not.
I think that sometimes I see like some people not being promoted and still giving like a good review or being like, oh, this is actually a good service or whatsoever. And I think I really respect the people who give like a free shout out, because that's when I kind of know that like, oh, that's a good product.
Depends why you're creating the video in the first place. You know, if the video is being created solely to give value to the viewers listening, then it doesn't really matter if you're giving the shout outs to the product people or not. You're just being honest and trying to help your viewers out to the best way, in the best way possible.
I think that we're not here yet when we can give the priced shout out, but we can always give a free shout out. If you had to give one free shout out right now, for a product or a brand that you really respect, that you had only the best customer service plus experience itself, what would it be? Let's say it together at three. Just tell me when you're ready.
Three?
No. But are you ready? You have it in your mind? No, why would you show me? I actually wanted to know a surprise.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to say Apple, but fuck you. Now you ruined it. You basically showed me. He just lifts up a jewel. He just shows me the jewel.
I was just doing some pre-planning stuff so we could say at the same time. I was like, oh my god, it's so cool. But yeah, never mind. That got ruined. Apart from jewel,
really jewel?
That's I really like Mercedes.
Mercedes.
Yeah,
Mercedes. I don't think I had enough personal interactions with the car.
Yo,
like
Mercedes
that.
Customer service is crazy nice. You go inside, it's obviously expensive and shit. You go to, let's say your car, there's something wrong with your car, you go to the showroom, you sit down, they make you coffee, the chairs are fucking comfy, the atmosphere clean as hell. And you're like, wow, this is some great customer service.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of product, the most utility I've had so far is Apple, because that's the most product I interact with, you know? Given that it's so easy to use, given that there's crazy amount of stuff that I'm doing, and also given the fact that I'm spending 4 hours a day on it.
Yep.
speaks for itself, you know. Yep. I cannot think of any other product to compare it with.
Do you think you're biased because you've been using Apple products for so long?
I don't think I'm biased because it's the reality. What other product do you use more than 2-3 hours a day?
Did you have enough interactions, let's say, with like a Samsung phone to judge if a Samsung phone is
worse?
4 or 5
years ago.
Well, I mean, that's a long time. Like, I think
exactly.
I had...
Exactly. That's a long time. When I went to buy my new phone, right, and I was actually thinking about switching. Because I was like, oh, I want my life to be spiced up.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, I want something new. But I was too scared.
Mm-hmm.
I was comparing it to my previous reference points when I used it 4 or 5 years ago, which was wrong. Because every time I think of Samsung, I think about Samsung Snapchat in 2014 when they would show those wiggly shit.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, I want to send some nice snaps.
I don't want my dick pic to be ruined with those pixels, you know?
Yeah, those
dumb ass
pixels. Yeah, exactly. But yeah, no, I was too scared to go to Samsung. I was like, okay, I told that guy I want a Samsung S10, S20. What the fuck is going on? And he's like, yeah, good choice, man.
Oh.
He went to the back, he came up with the phone, and I changed my mind. I was like, no, I can't take a leap of faith.
Yep. It's too much of a commitment.
It's too much of a
commitment. Because everything has to be switched. You want a new watch, it has to be like a Galaxy watch.
You know, they say, like, in order to master something, you gotta, like, do it for 5 years.
Yeah,
I've been using Apple for like 8 years, 9 years. I'm mastered. I've mastered this phone. I kind of switched my mastery.
I am Apple. I fully agree with you. I think that I will elaborate a little bit about my brand in the next episode of Ahmed and Vlad's Basement.
What brand?
Well, it's a secret. I will talk about it next brand.
Next brand.
Mm.
Two brands.
I'll talk
They're
about
two
it.
Two brands.
Next, yeah. Imagine it's actually like a nice transition into my own brand.
This guy actually speaks in code, so you probably picked up a lot of code so far during this podcast.
We call this code dyslexia.
Illuminati confirmed.
Facts. All right.
So Vlad, what do you think about Illuminati?
I think it'd be a great topic for the next episode.
This guy has to do some yoga. So I think we're going to cut this topic right here.
In the next episode, I will discuss about my yoga
routine.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking about actually going vegan.
Oh, and we will talk about it next episode.
Because I just had a Beyond Meat burger downtown.
No, but you can't say that I'm going to do it next episode and then start talking about
I'm
it.
Just giving people
some
attention,
juice?
Some juice, you know, so they come back for more.
Yeah, that's a fact.
No,
I think
it.
After an amazing discussion of Apple and Mercedes, I think they will come back.
Yo, I think I'm just going to take over this podcast. Let me know in the comments below, like, who do you like better? Do you like me
Straight
or do you
up.
Like Vlad?
I think that it can be decided. Like, it's going to be my mom who's going to comment, your mom, my sister, and Misha. Those will be the 4 comments in the comment section. All right. I'm going to give a big thank you to everyone. And I hope that it was interesting enough for them to come back for the next.
I hope so too. So on the next episode, we're going to talk about how Vlad's coming up for the new product. We're going to talk about how I'm becoming vegan.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about the Illuminati.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about UFOs. And we're going to talk about Vlad's yoga routine.
Boom. Thank you so much for listening, guys.
Sponsored by Gatorade.
Sponsored by Gatorade, bro. That's the fucking... That's the line of the day. Sponsored by Gatorade. Thank you very much for listening.
Last Any words. Information said against you will be used in the court of law.
Bitch.